It's Thursday, July 8, 2025.
We have floods all the time. This is the most dangerous river valley in the United States. We had no reason to believe that this was going to be anything like what's happened here.
Historic storm and flooding results in tragedy in Texas.
Rescues are underway in North Carolina, as well as remnants of Tropical Depression Chantal are triggering life-threatening flooding there.
Tropical Storm Chantal slams into North Carolina. Plus, Trump and congressional Republicans narrowly pass massive budget bill gutting climate and clean energy investments.
All of those tragedies and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Are you investigating whether some of the cuts to the federal government left key vacancies at the National Weather Service or in the emergency coordination?
No. They did not.
I'll tell you, that was really the Biden setup. That was not our setup, but I wouldn't blame Biden for it either.
You just did, you jerk. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, a lot of folks out there trying to cast aspersions on others to avoid responsibility themselves. Any way you look at it, we've got a tragedy on our hands.
Yes, unfortunately, we do. A lot of them. First, even as Texas grapples with the aftermath of historic flooding, in North Carolina, Tropical Storm Chantal made landfall overnight Sunday, generating record-breaking deadly flooding and tornadoes in the central part of the state. Chantal is the third named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which normally doesn't hit until August. But the Atlantic is unusually warm due to man-made global warming driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
Go figure.
In Texas, as we go to air, flash flooding remains a danger in the central Texas Hill Country, where a record storm on the 4th of July dumped 4 months' worth of rain in a few hours, overnight, while people were asleep. It generated astonishing, record-breaking flooding that has killed more than 100 people, including dozens of children. The disaster has raised questions about the emergency preparedness of state and local officials, who, along with Trump administration officials, right away attempted to place blame on the National Weather Service. But experts say that the Weather Service alerts were accurate and timely. They just did not reach all of the people in harm's way, exposing the lack of a robust emergency warning system. Hard-hit Kerr County had previously declined to install a siren warning system because of the cost. Also, the Trump administration's mass layoffs and deep funding cuts to the National Weather Service left key senior scientist and emergency coordinator positions unfilled. Local officials claimed no one could have predicted the historic event, despite the region's history of sudden, catastrophic flash floods, and despite climate scientists warning for years that as the climate warms due to man-made global warming, extreme rainfall events are becoming even more extreme.
So they knew it was coming. They knew that Hill Country in Texas is disposed to this kind of flash flooding, and yet they still didn't bother to spend money to build a warning system.
No, they didn't. Scientists say such rainfall events are becoming more frequent and intense around the planet as the burning of fossil fuels heats the atmosphere.
Well, if you pretend that's not happening, then, well, who could have predicted it?
Importantly, both the Texas and North Carolina floods come as Trump and his administration are working to eliminate FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and force states to fend for themselves, as called for in the right-wing manifesto Project 2025. The slew of extreme weather disasters in the U.S. so far this year all underscore the need to take action on climate change and boost emergency preparedness and community resilience in every state. But on the same day as the Texas flood disaster, Trump and Republicans celebrated the signing of the massive, big, ugly budget reconciliation bill that reverses most of former President Biden's landmark Inflation Reduction Act and his successful efforts to move the country toward a globally competitive clean energy economy. The fiscal package guts U.S. climate investments, reverses landmark climate policies, repeals pollution standards, scraps incentives to help businesses and households adopt clean technologies, and kills wildly successful climate and clean energy investments that had generated a U.S. manufacturing boom, all to pay for a $4 trillion tax cut to benefit the wealthy. Experts warn that Trump and Republicans' destruction stomps U.S. clean energy industries and shackles Americans to costly polluting fossil fuels while ceding global clean tech leadership to China, also while making climate change worse.
What could possibly go wrong? Oh, wait, it already has. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.